You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning. We are past Labor Day, which means we are officially, not officially into fall. When does fall start? Is there an actual day?
22nd, I believe.
Is it the 22nd?
21st or 22nd.
Summer always starts later than you think, and fall always starts later than you think.
Mm-hmm.
So Shoreline Classic is on the way, our ride and run segment with Kyle May. Fleet Feet, FleetFeetDecaturIL.com and SpinCity.co. Those are the websites you want to visit if you're interested. Kyle joins us each and every Tuesday, and we spend some time talking about the rides and the runs that are going on. Is Bill Mitchell in this morning?
That's my understanding.
Why did you? I got no warning on that at all.
I mentioned it, actually.
No, I asked you, and you said you were still working on it.
No, yesterday I literally said to you, Bill Mitchell's going to be in the studio.
Okay. Do you need warned whenever he comes in?
No, I've been trying to book this guest for like 3 weeks, and all of a sudden it's booked for Tuesday morning, and I had no idea. Now Lindsay's going to get up and leave. That's just sort of the way that works. So Bill Mitchell will be in at the top of the hour.
He's a good customer of ours.
Is he really?
Yeah,
he does. Rides. He still bike?
A little bit. He got like a little flat bar bike last year that he rides around on. A flat bar, kind of like what
you flat
got.
Bar.
Yeah.
You guys have your own terminology.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. I can't keep up sometimes. Yeah. I got a little bike to ride around. And
okay, well, great. Well, he'll be in. He's, retiring.
Yeah, I know.
After all these years over in Springfield. I know he was hardcore into the biking, for a lot of years.
Yeah, it was funny. He'd call me, from the floor every once in a while. Hey, I got such and such interested in a bike. And
that's the way that works, right?
Yeah.
Well, good morning and welcome, Kyle, in the studios here today. And you brought Corey with you today. We're going to talk a little Shoreline Classic, among other things, which is one of the great events of the fall. I believe that is the 16th. Is that right?
That's correct.
Sunday the 16th?
Sunday the 16th, yep.
All right. So how did you get involved?
Let's see. 4, 5, 6 years ago when I started running, I got involved with a group of people. We did group runs, things like that. And they said, hey, we've got this training program. You should check this out. And the Shoreline Squad kind of kicked off, and I started being a mentor or a squad leader for that. A few years of that, and then eventually I took it over, and then now I'm on the board and kind of help out on race day.
All right, so tell me about this event, because this it was sort of peaked, and then it waned a little, and then it peaked again. Our good friend Bruce Bennett was involved in sort of that resurgence of bringing it back to, now you guys have just a ton of people that show up for this thing.
We do, yeah. I think we have a little over 500 signed up right now. A typical average between 700 and 800. We've had as many as 1,300 and 1,400. In the past years, so we really get a lot of people down there.
All right. Why do you think this is so popular? It's a great route, right? I mean along the lake and
whenever you think of running in Decatur, it's probably one of our more popular routes. It's 29th year of it this year, so it's has a long history. Has a couple different distances. It has a 5K option and a 15K option. It's pretty well organized and nice post-party and stuff, too.
So. All right, it takes place at Nelson Park and the big pavilion. I know our good friends at Kroger have always been involved in that. There's a lot of great sponsors that come out, but you're right about the post-race party. I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
It's pretty big, yeah. They got a pretty nice spread. I was talking to Corey with all the construction down there. The parking lot's done, so there's plenty of parking down there now by the amphitheater.
Yeah, so where will the actual post-party be? Is it still?
It'll still be up at Pavilion 1. Okay. Yeah, we'll still have access to that. You'll have to walk around a little bit, obviously, with the construction of the amphitheater, but we've got that whole parking lot there now, so we can park people a lot closer to the event and whatnot. Start-finish lines are going to be the same. Our friends at Christy Foltz are going to move things back and get things shaped up so we have the full roadway down there to
all right. 15K starts at 7:30, 5K at 8, and you got the Tot Trot, which is very popular with young kids at 9:15. So that's pretty cool stuff. You also got Fido Scurry coming up this weekend.
Yeah, this Saturday is the Fido Scurry at Fairview Park. So it's like a 5K color run, a 1 mile color run, and then a 1 mile walk too.
The color run meaning you get like
I think it's—is that where they throw color at you?
Is it like the powder?
You guys are asking me. If you guys are asking me, we're in trouble here. You're supposed to be the experts. Here's what I know: Bob Brady's.
I've not put one of those on.
So Bob Brady's dog Charlie is going to be the grand marshal of the pet parade. We know that's one of our hot 25 events. We're going to be there and Arcola.
I was wondering if that was on weekend. Your list.
Yeah, it's complicated. We have to sort of explain.
Is it 25 and a half?
Well, it's not really 25 and a half. It's 25 and extra. We'll explain that as we move along. But we will be at Fido Scurry this weekend. There's also a Capital City Century Cycling event. I've been watching the race in Spain.
Oh, really?
On the Olympic Channel.
Wait, you don't watch the Tour de France? But
I know.
You watch
well,
the Tour
I was inspired by you okay. telling me about watching
did
this.
Did you see the American kids won two stages?
I did.
That Ben King?
And it's amazing to me. You get this beautiful countryside, first yeah. of all. I think Spain's prettier than France. Would we agree?
I'm impressed with the footage. Yeah, it looks beautiful.
I mean, but I don't understand, like, when they go, tell me why they go around, like, those circles. You know, like, why would you send, like, 500 bicyclists, you know, into a circle. Like
because they have roundabouts over there.
I know they do.
Instead of intersections.
I know, but it just always slays me. And then some of those bridges they're on. I mean, I'd be afraid to drive across one of those things, let alone be
some
in
the road,
pack.
Road stuff is pretty amazing. And yeah. They call it road furniture. Like, you're riding along, and, like, they have all these barricades and stuff in the middle, and poles in the middle of the roads.
Yeah.
Man, it's crazy.
Can you explain to me, as I'm watching this, I didn't even know, I happened on this, I didn't even know I had the Olympic Channel. I didn't even know what the Olympic Channel is.
I think it plays, like, Olympics.
Well, I get it. I'm not sure what it is,
all
what
the weird
purpose
stuff
for
that
is
people don't
outside of the
to.
Every other four yeah. years. But I found this, like, on Friday night or Saturday night. I was flipping around and just like I bumped into it, like, in the you know, like you go to, like, Fox News or something, it takes you up into the 800s because it goes to the HD channel.
Yeah.
And then as I hit next channel, all of a sudden I'm on the Olympic channel, and there's these announcers, and they have this very they really don't know what they're talking about because they can't see anything, right? I mean, they're counting, like, on a helicopter shot or a moped going by at like 30 miles an hour, you know, getting they really can't tell a lot of these shots.
It's pretty amazing, actually. They can pick riders out just by how they sit on their bike and stuff. So right. Sometimes they do okay.
Okay, I'm sure they do. It's entertaining to listen to. I'm saying yeah. It's a tough gig if you're an announcer in one of these things. You're going, I think I see him.
Yeah.
You know, how many riders are in one of these things?
The Peloton's probably about 180 cyclists.
Okay. And explain to me why the Peloton... Okay, why there's always this pack that's going together, and yeah. then they're just sort of laying back doing really nothing.
And then there's a breakaway?
Yes, and then there's a breakaway, and then the breakaway fades, and somebody else does a breakaway,
yeah.
and then some guy will get a wild hair, and all of a sudden he's, you know, going to break away.
All right, so there's a couple different things going on.
In case you wonder across this on your TV screen.
Yeah, how long we got?
Yes.
No, so a three-week stage race is a little bit different dynamics than a typical one-day race.
Okay.
So three-week stage race, you have, like, the overall leader guys that are just trying to make it through the 3 weeks and have the fastest time at the end. And then you have individual guys that are going for stage wins and glory.
Because, like every
that.
Day there's something you can win
yeah.
just about.
I mean, if you win a stage, you have a contract for
right.
the next year. I mean, it's
a big
deal.
Deal.
Yeah. Because...
Yeah.
So what happens is usually a break of, like, you know, 5-10 guys go off the front. There's TV coverage of them, so all their sponsors are happy that they're rolling through and they're showing the breakaway. The main leaders teams of the overall guys, they are in the pack and just want to keep the pace enough to where those guys, they're not going to win the race overall, so they let them go. They keep the distance close enough that they don't get huge time.
All right, let me ask you about this Peloton, though. I mean, they're all there, and particularly when they're going, like, on these very narrow bridges or, like, they're, you know, hitting one of these roundabouts.
Yep.
They're so close. How do you do that?
It doesn't always go smooth.
No, I mean, when you see one, it's like those birds hitting buildings sometimes.
Some
I mean,
of their bike handling skills are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you watch it in the rain,
yes.
That's just, it's crazy watching them navigate that stuff whenever everything's slick and dangerous. And
all right, I'm watching this thing. It's a little like English, like Australian rules football or rugby or something. I'm really not quite sure exactly what's going on, but it is fascinating to watch. You ever watch one of these things on TV?
No, I sure haven't.
You've got to. I mean, it's just spectacular. You have no idea what's really going on. You just sort of, like, watch it because the visuals are that great.
So the second stage is this Ben King guy, the American guy won. He got in a breakaway, like, five guys, and then, like, he rolled off the front with about 10K to go. And then one of the guys that's finished fourth in the Tour de France
yeah.
before was in the breakaway. He starts chasing him down, and he starts taking out chunks of time. And, like, 5K to go, he had, like, a minute, and then it went down to 40 seconds, and then 30 seconds with, like, 2K to go. And Ben is just up there, like, you can see he's just dying. And
right.
this guy keeps closing the gap. And finally, just something snapped on the other guy, and Ben was able to hold on to the gap.
At the very end.
It was, like, 5K to go, you thought, oh, the dude's, he's totally caught. And then, elastic snapped, and it was amazing watching stuff like that. So like the last 10 or 15 Ks are the most exciting.
Really? So you could skip like 6 hours, just go right to the very end.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, it's the way it is with most sporting events, right? Indy 500, whatever. So watching that, what's the guy who breaks away who then gets caught always thinking? Like that guy's like, okay, I've got this. And there's like 10 miles left. And then the rest of them are just sitting back going, yeah, you think you have this. I mean, this guy hasn't been around long enough to know he doesn't have this.
He's making his sponsors happy.
Is that what he's doing? Getting out, getting his jersey on TV.
Yep.
Well, there you go. Well, you guys have literally the Turkey Trot training, which is starting.
Yeah, I was talking to Corey about that, too. He's been a mentor in the past. He's going to participate this season. So it starts
September 11th. Yeah.
And we're going to do Tuesday night training and Saturday morning. We have a walk fit program, a intermediate 5K program, a beginner 5K program, and a 10K program all going on. And we're throwing a cross training day in the middle of that, too.
All right. So it's a 10-week program. Is that correct?
Yeah, 10 weeks.
So you're getting people ready for the Turkey Trot, which is obviously
November
the Thanksgiving
17th,
race.
November 17th.
Yeah.
It's the Saturday before. So, yeah, it's a great race put on by the Park District. And, man, we have a bunch of people signed up for it already. So, yeah. All right. Got that going on. Hit the website.
Got a minute left. You guys had a ride for Labor Day as well?
Yeah, we did a run and a ride yesterday, so not a lot of days off. So we had a bunch of people show up for our power hour
I'm not
run.
Feeling sorry for you. You do this by choice. No one's making you. You own the business.
I did get to go ride my bike, too. And then we did a bike ride and had a huge turnout, and a bunch of people from Springfield came over. And it's interesting listening to them talking about Decatur, and they like coming over here.
Yeah, they do. We always had, I think, for a long time, this sort of thing where like Springfield sort of thought they were better than we were. I mean, a little bit of that. And now it's like I get talked to people from Springfield all the time. They go, we don't have this. We don't have that.
They're jealous of our downtown.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah. All right, great stuff. FleetFeetDecaturIL.com or SpinCity.co.
And what's the Shoreline
Classic?
Also
check on the Shoreline Classic website at
ShorelineClassic.com.
There you go.
That's easy.
Very easy. Yeah. We'll take a break for the top of the hour news. Back with more. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.